morning. This is Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. For the next few minutes, you'll hear how God is reaching out to those staying at the mission and how He's reaching out to the greater church community. Now, here's Lenawee County Mission's Executive Director, Pastor Stephen Palmer, with this week's Word.
Good morning, gentlemen. Welcome to this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. How are you doing?
Morning.
Morning. Good morning.
Must have been the bacon for breakfast. Gentlemen, we've spent the better part of the past several months kind of journeying through cover to cover in the Bible there in light of Lent and last week, Holy Week. You know, we had Palm Sunday and Easter Sunday and Good Friday and all that stuff. I raise a question today on who is Jesus for you? So before we came on the air, I had you kind of write down on a little piece of paper some ideas, some thoughts, some promptings of your spirit. In light of that little studies, who you see Jesus for you. So let's just take a moment to go around the room and share maybe some of the things that you've jotted down. So Mike, you want to start it off?
Say Jesus for me is my personal Savior. He was put here to give us the knowledge and the way to live in His footsteps so that we may be protected by the evil of the world as long as we practice the way He lived and love one another.
Okay. All right. Yeah. That's good. Russ?
Jesus is my hope. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the light. He's a physical example of how to live right in a world of wrong. He's the way to inner peace, joy, and love that the world cannot take away. Jesus is the answer. It's for the oppressed, beaten up, hungry, homeless, and unwanted.
Good. What about you, Dan?
I put down Jesus foremost for me is for guidance, followed by comfort, strength, friendship, and Jesus is for everyone. But primarily I look at Jesus as a source of guidance, and He's there for me when I don't take the guidance. He welcomes me back.
Good. What about you, Mark?
I got down that he's my teacher, an example of how to love all those that I come in contact with no matter what. And my guide to living for God, looking at people as for the qualities that God gives them to help me grow closer to the Father in a more intimate relationship with Him. And that should shine out of me.
Okay.
Jesus, for me, I guess He's the way, you know, He's for justice. Jesus is for the poor, for the sick, Jesus is for the criminal. And He's compassionate and loving, and, you know, He shows the way you're really meant to live, you know, truly meant to be like.
Okay. How about you, Matt?
For me, Jesus is my liberator, bringer of peace, loving master, and the victor. Who stands with the oppressed to bring about justice.
Good, good. Well, I think it would be fair to say that kind of one of the beautiful things about Jesus is He seems to touch all of us, and He seems to touch all of us where we're at. Right? So they're not all the same, but yet they are all the same. Commonalities that you heard from one another.
He's the way to be, you know, He's the way, the truth, and the light. Everyone pretty much said that, you know, they're the person who guides them.
Okay, do you think you could summarize it by saying, well, there are times where we see Jesus going before us,
yeah,
guiding, directing. Maybe there's times where we see Jesus as friend, companion, so He's alongside of us. And then there's kind of the times where maybe Jesus is really behind us, kind of pushing us, encouraging us, to, you know, almost challenging us to move forward.
He's our protector.
Yeah, he definitely a confidant and protector.
Sure. Never steer you wrong.
Pushing us towards away from ourselves to, because it's about God, not about us, you know, about creation and loving one another.
Yeah. Yeah, John writes in the 14th chapter of his gospel on how that verse 12, right? Very truly I tell you, the one who believes in me will also do the works that I do, and in fact will do greater works than these, because I am going to the Father. And so we know in John's gospel, that's the night before Jesus dies, you know, from last week. How do you wrestle with that statement of Jesus as he's speaking to his disciples, that parallels or enhances your Christological statements? If he's the way, the truth, and the life, how are you going to do bigger and better?
I think one is, when we ascended to heaven, the Holy Spirit, we have the Holy Spirit now. We have a good foothold of how to live, because this is all in writing. The New Testament's all in writing now, where it wasn't in his time. Wasn't written yet. And then transportation. I mean, we can spread the gospel to anywhere in the world without much difficulty. And that wasn't possible, really, in his age, you know. Technology, the internet, it can be a good tool. It can be a stumbling stone, but it can also be a good tool.
Mm-hmm. Well, I would say you also have much longer time, maybe, you know, here on this earth than Jesus might have. You know, you might be able to, you know, you can take the things that he said and also take your own experiences and tell others how he's affected you. You know, people can kind of personally relate to that. And you can, like I said, you might be able to do it for a lot longer time than him. You know, Russell said you can preach to masses of people.
Your personal testimony as well as the word of God.
Yeah.
We're human and only human for us to, you know, face the challenges of the world and to persevere, you know, to not have been able to do miracles, or Jesus was God and Jesus was man. For us, you know, to spread the word and to be faithful, you know, not having firsthand experience, I guess you could say, with God as the Father, I think it's more difficult for us being, you know, only human than, say, it was for Jesus, who was divine.
Nice little segue for me. Thank you. Yeah, I think we do wrestle with that. If we were to jump over a couple of chapters, and still on the eve before his death in John's Gospel, Jesus kind of having this prayer in chapter 17, he says he's praying to God, and he's praying to God about the disciples. This is Jesus' prayer to God about you. And he says in chapter 17, verses 17 and 18, sanctify them in the truth. Your word is truth. As you have sent me into the world, so I have sent them into the world. And I think sometimes, Dan, we can be overwhelmed. We can kind of miss the paternal relationship that you speak of, that Jesus had with the Father. When we forget that we're being sent, then in a sense the same force, the same mystery, the same God that sent Jesus into the world sends us. Right? And if we're going to be sent into the world, now let's jump back to chapter 14 to kind of do bigger and better things, so to speak. If we look at Jesus and we have a Christology on how we have observed him when through our reading of the gospel stories and the biblical narratives and our own personal experience, and we see this is who he is his isness, his presence, right, properly present in your own life as you having been sent. Are you, if you see Jesus is for me guidance, if he was sent to guide you, are you now guiding others because you've been sent? If he is liberator, are you being liberator? If he is the way, the truth, and life, are you being, right, a revelation of the way, the truth, and the life? I mean, I guess if we had to go back over our list, there are the things on your list that you see that you are now making visible in the 21st century. In April of 2014. What do you think?
I think we got some work to do.
Yeah.
I think it's encouraging that he believed in us, that we can do greater things, and encourages us to have the courage to do it, to heed the call for some of us in this room. You know, we've heard the call for a long time and finally decided to respond. That's a difficult thing to do.
Yeah, it is. I think maybe one way we might be able to properly understand that is we're all familiar, I mean, last week with Holy Thursday or Maundy Thursday, the night Jesus is betrayed, he's in the garden, he's praying, and we're familiar with the story, you know, not my will, but your will be done. And we know he goes back to visit with Peter and the boys, and they're sleeping. Friday, I think, Good Friday is where Jesus' body is crucified. Thursday night, his heart is crucified. And it's done so in complete and utter aloneness. I mean, that to me is the revelation of complete abandonment. A reckless, ruthless abandonment of surrendering to God. And I think ultimately we all need to get there. And the hard part is allowing that to be, in a sense, crucified symbolically. So I know we've talked about whether it be our egoism, right? Other aspects that maybe some habits that we need to put to death, right? So that we can, like him, right, be completely emptied, so that we can be completely filled with what God wants us to be filled with in being sent. Right? In Matthew, go. We've been sent under the order of leave. Right? We are constantly under the leave. Constantly going out to make visible, right, to the criminal, to the homeless, to the addict, to the beaten up, the bedraggled, the very presence of his love and hope. And that's our calling.
Some days I feel like I've taken a beating emotionally, spiritually, and then when I wake up the next day, I know I have to do it, or be willing to do that again, day after day.
Yeah, and I think this is where Paul's, keeping our eyes on the prize. We have to keep that telos, that goal, that vision, that dream of God for God's creation, always in the forefront. Without that, I don't think we're going to be an authentic representation of the crucified one, right? Because we will substitute that vision, that dream, for something else. And in doing so, we're not always surrendering, completely surrendering ourselves to the will of the Father.
I think the three virtues that Paul talks about, faith, hope, and love, that's everything.
Yeah.
And that's the foundation of our spiritual, the cornerstone of our spiritual foundation, but it's also something that we have to be aware of in everything, in our aloneness and our trials and everything. It's just so key to everything.
Yeah, when we talk about bigger and better things, I mean, sometimes, there's a lot more distractions in the 21st century than there probably were in the first century. It's kind of the bigger and better is overcoming the bigger challenges to dissuade us from what we have been sent to do. Well, thank you, gentlemen. Certainly appreciate your insights and for joining us on this week's edition of Word Made Flesh. May God's grace, peace, love, and joy be with you all.
Thank you for listening to Word Made Flesh, the radio ministry of the Lenawee County Mission. We hope you'll join us again next Sunday morning In the meantime, if you'd like to know more about the programs we offer at the Lenawee County Mission, or if you'd like to know about volunteer opportunities we have available, please go to our website at lcmission.org or call us at 265-4019.